Something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz, the finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hour two of the Night Train. Two more Red Hot mixes on 45s coming up for you shortly.
Red Hot? I think yours is. I don't think you can...
I've not heard yours yet.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying I don't know if you could describe it as Red Hot.
Okay. Mildly smoking.
Yes, we'll say that. This on the background, I've got it down as Link Rainey's Rayman, the Swag, but I took a picture of Rawhide, but I'm pretty sure it's not Rawhide, so I've posted a picture of the wrong side of the record. Anyway.
You had one job.
One job. This is the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. What are we here out of the ads, trailers?
Oh, jingles. So yes, we played Joe Lutcher with Ojai. I don't know how to say that.
That sounds good.
It's an instrumental record where he doesn't say the title.
Yes.
No one says it.
Yeah, what I did see on the 45, though, it says based on another record.
Yeah.
Based on Oja Fire.
Yes, that must be where it comes from. It's a 1949 recording on Modern Recordings originally, but yeah, that was shellac only 10-inch, so that's not where we played it. That one's been reissued on P-Vine out of Japan. That one came out last month. We picked up a copy each, so it had to go in the show.
Yes.
It's essential. If we both bought it, it's
going in. Yes.
There's no escaping it. Before the break, you heard Boston Jack and the Soul Lights with Great God Over in Zion from 1977, that one. And the one before that, the one I talked over and forgot to mention it, was New Genia with Ciala Ritmo. They are out of Napoli.
What's he talking about? The bed. I'm with you now.
Yes,
sorry.
The one I flapped over. that was the Ritmo mix. So it's kind of like just drums and percussion, which is a record I really like playing out just because it's pretty mad. But it's got a good groove. Right, so we're going to do... Is it my groove?
Yes,
groovy
it's, mix it's next? Your, yeah, your mix next.
So this one's got a bit of soul, a bit of psych, some blues, some global sounds. Again, a little bit of a journey across all sorts of sounds. So we'll be back in a little while. We'll be right back.
You gotta get the feeling easy to be right. My love will put you in a world you didn't know existed. You won't know if it's up, down, day or night. And that's why
to my life, I dispense danger. baby leaving on that midnight train.
Yeah, that was cooking.
Yeah, back in the room. Told you it was red hot.
Yes, absolutely. yeah, that was your mix for our end of the year wrap.
Yeah,
so small records have purchased.
That's it. I'll tell you a quick run through them. We started with the Jemmy Entley sound, Charlie's Theme, released on Friendly Records, Bristol-based shop and label, part run by DJ Bocker 45. It's a series of singles they put out raising money for War Child. Mostly localised, so there's like Idol support, local to them, not to us, I should say.
Yep.
But it said PJ Harvey, Beak, and this one was this Jimmy Entley split with Jay Dilla's track from Donuts, which sampled the original. Jimmy Entley sound was Jeff Barrow and Adrian Utley from Portishead.
It's so weird because I just assumed it was an old funk tune.
Just sounds like an old 70s psych Reliable Breaks, doesn't it?
Yes.
So I guess that's where the connect comes from to get that released. After that was Body and Soul in the beginning, a little known early 70s soul funk group. They got one record and one single out at the time, which is now kind of rare. This one got reissued by Rockefeller Records because it had never come out on the 45 before. And the flip side has got a cool version of Stone Soul Picnic.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, friends of our show, of course. They contributed a guest mix way back when.
We've probably hit them up for another one.
Speaking of which, followed that up with the Lejardu Sisters' Danger on Numero Group. Also
have done a guest mix for us.
Yeah, back in the day. Originally from 76, now on a 45, thanks to Numero. It comes with the album. I played one off that last week. I can't remember what cut I played. But yeah, I played one off the album, and it comes with a bonus 45 with the title track.
You did play the album cut last week.
I think I played something else. Oh. Life's Down Low, I think I played.
Oh, yeah,
I
that's right.
Wrong. Then to Norwich for DIY post-punk new wave. That was Vital Disorders covering Fela Kuti Zombie, which is a weird idea in itself, but it's pretty cool. That was from 1982, only one of three singles that band released. So they had a Nigerian singer initially, and they would play and cover Afrobeat songs. But by the time they recorded that, the Nigerian singer had left and gone to Mexico or something, so they just recorded it themselves without her.
Oh.
But yeah. Recent discovery apparently by Giles Peterson brought to the attention of Dom Savini at Wild Wild 45s. Then they got on to doing a proper release, and they got a new version on the B-side by a new Afro group. After that, Joe Truss with Kala Hamza. This is probably one of the oddest ones of the night. A 1974 recording by Joe Truss and composer Michael Kamen, who would go on to score Hollywood blockbusters Lethal Weapon, Die Hard and Robin Hood.
What? Oh, that is unexpected.
Nearly all copies of the original were destroyed by the pressing plant because it was pressed at the wrong speed. They did a second run of only something like 50 copies, which obviously disappeared into obscurity. But now it's been officially reissued courtesy of Lava and Wax out of the Netherlands. He's like a DJ digger who's always in the Caribbean looking for mad, obscure island funk sevens.
Oh, what a job.
What a job. I mean, it's hard work, but yeah.
Yes.
Fun. After that was one closer to home, the Library Archive.
Oh, just up the road, right?
Extraction. Yeah, just up the M1 out of Leeds. That was the breakbeat work of the Galata Extraction from Library Archive Volume 4, a series exploring the sounds of library music. Yeah, so it's a Leeds-based label and studio set up by Mulinist, an Aladdin's Cave of vintage 60s analog recording equipment in a disused old garage on the outskirts of town. Sounds good.
It does.
And then we finished with a ripper. That was them with Baby Please Don't Go. Don't know why it's taking me so long to buy that record. But what it was...
It's a killer twin spin, isn't it?
It's a killer twin spin. It's got Glory on the other side. And it was when we did the Lynch Show tribute.
Yes.
That's show number 380. Just checked it out. That was the opener because it was in Wild at Heart. And I think that was the time I thought, I need to buy this record. Why don't I own this record? And it was cheap as well.
Was it?
£2 or something.
Okay, it's cheap. Weirdly, I did also purchase...
Gloria.
Yeah, with Gloria, but forgot to put it in the show. It was on my long list for the first mix.
Okay, so if we do the next Twin Spin show, that's definitely maybe like number one. Boosh.
Yeah, that is that one sorted. Right, this next mix is by me, and it's predominantly female artists. That's kind of covering a few genres.
Out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
I went to find me budget. I want to hear the children sing. this. There'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
I went walking the other day and everything was going fine. I met a little boy named Billy Joe and then almost lost my mind. Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my Mama said. My eyes were wide open, but all that I can see is a chapel bells a-tolling for every one about me. But I don't worry, 'cause Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my Mama said. And then she said, someone will look at me like I'm looking at you one day. And then I might find I don't want you any other way. So I don't worry, 'cause Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my Mama said.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only, I've got these little things, she's got you.
Feels bad to talk over a drum breaker's funky as that, but needs must. We're rapidly running out of time.
We are. It's nearly done.
Yes. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. End of year wrap up. Small records that we have purchased.
Yes. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yes. It's been was fun to put together.
Yeah.
I did have to lie down in between two of the mixes. still feeling the effects of Singles Night last night. Shout out to Ben, Lucy and everyone at the Bay Horse Inn.
Yeah, that was fun.
Some absolute belters played there. But you want to know what you've just heard. We kicked off with Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight. Bought that one after seeing it's a Open Mike Eagle video start. It's one that him and his mate are performing in a laundrette. They take the kit into the laundrette and kind of crank out some beats. And it starts with that. It's like, oh, that's good. I like that. Then into Vic in the Van Dykes, I Want to Be a Winner, picked up in Lucky's Records. Record bar in Red Ruth. Shout out to Lucky. Then first cover, Share All I Want to Do, cover of the Bob Dylan cut. I think listening to that, it sounded like the Wrecking Crew in playing the backing, and they turned up a little bit later. We then had Marianne Faithfull, her take on As Tears Goes by the Stones. She passed this year. Was it this year? I think it might have been. It's hard to tell.
It is. I want to say a lot of people have gone this year.
But a lot of people go every year.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking to the Wrecking Crew, we then had the Crystals, and then He Kissed Me, the classic Wall of Sound production. Into then the Ronettes, Be My Baby. After that was the Shirelles, Mama Said. If you're thinking, that sounds like a mix he did earlier in the year, it's very much that mix, but this time purchased on record. On 45s that have been shipped. Yeah, a couple of them. I know definitely the Shirelles and the Marianne Faithfull one came from the States. So yeah, again, shout out to Debbie and Alan. Posted to their son Ben, who had no idea. I don't think we gave him a heads up.
He just turned up.
So the records turned up a couple of weeks before Alan and Debbie did. They picked up the records, took them back to Suffolk. They stayed there for a month until my mum and dad went down to meet them. They then picked up the box of records, brought them back. I picked them up in Derby last week.
This is all just to save you like 30 quid.
Yeah, a little bit more. But then also, I got there and it's just this giant box. And I was like, she's not taking the records. It was a chunky old box. And it's 10 records, which sounds like a lot, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like them, they're not.
But it's like an inch. And this box is like 4 inches, maybe 5 high. And I was like, oh no. Just bought that home in a. Yeah, it's
could have had 50 records in there.
Yeah, it was quite light. And so a message Debbie straight away was like, I'm so sorry. I should have mentioned, I didn't know the box was going to be that big. You could have taken them out the box. And she's like, I did think it was quite big. So, oh, gosh. But she, like I said earlier, she has offered to bring back more. So I think I might just go for one.
Now you know what size box she's capable of carrying.
I think I remember her saying that she does. Take stuff over for their son, so that, you know, she's taking over chocolate, she's bringing back records.
Yes.
Everyone's benefiting apart from her, but anyway. And then we finished up with the way we start with Patsy Cline, but She's Got You. This one in the background, Cold Mink, Cold Diamond, the Mink instrumental band, My Echo Shadow